As oil prices go up, interest in more efficient energy technologies is also rising. With one method called combined heat and power, companies take the steam heat used to heat a building and use it to generate electricity as well. From Boston, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Environmentalists for a long time have tried to promote combined heat and power systems because they're very efficient. They're widely used in parts of Europe, but in the U.S. they've been largely ignored, in part because doing things the old way has just been cheaper. But that's changing.
5 years ago, a plant like this wouldn't have made economic sense, given what we were paying for steam and electricity at the time.
Edward Dondero is director of facilities for Biogen IDEC, a large biotech company in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's down in a deep basement under a new office building where construction's underway on a combined heat and power plant. Iron workers and pipe fitters are sending sparks flying down from the intricate system of girders, conduits, and water, steam, and gas pipes.
Right now we're about 32 feet below grade. We've got a 5-megawatt turbine down here attached to the back of a heat recovery steam generator and two 50,000-pound-an-hour boilers.
The natural gas-fired boilers here will heat Biogen's buildings and make steam for its manufacturing process. But what's unusual is that same steam will also be sent through this turbine. Its spinning blades will generate enough electricity to power the nearly 1 million square feet of offices and labs here. Since the steam is doing two jobs at once, the system is twice as efficient as standalone boilers or electric power plants. Dondero says that's a lot more important these days. Electricity is getting more expensive here, and the price of steam the company pipes in from a local utility has tripled.
It will be economically viable. It will save us in excess of $3 million a year.
Since this new on-site power plant cost around $9 million, Dondero says it should pay for itself in just 3 years. These numbers do not hold true for many regions of the U.S. where electricity is cheaper, and a lot of businesses don't want to spend time and money learning how to do all this, especially with energy prices so volatile and unpredictable. But in more places, some business people have decided that these more efficient systems do make economic sense. Frank Franchini is senior vice president with Equity Office Properties, which owns some 625 buildings across the U.S.
Yes, properties within the right states where the alternative cost of electricity was extremely high. Areas of California, New York, and Chicago fall into that category.
Equity Office has put combined heat and power systems into 19 of its buildings in those regions in the past 2.5 years. And Franchini says he could see such systems working in as many as 100 other buildings that he oversees. But he says there are obstacles. He says different power utilities have wildly different attitudes about this technology.
Some of the utilities like PG&E and Con Ed work with you and open up the technical details and say this is what we need to do as a team. Some of them start off saying it can't be done.
Franchini says some power utilities see these large on-site generators as unwanted competition, and so they're being obstructionist. He says some charge excessive fees that have derailed some projects. The utilities argue that such fees are justified because they have to be prepared to offer backup power to a factory or office building if it's on-site generator goes down. Penny McLean Connor is vice president of customer care for NSTAR, the power utility around Boston.
If they need us as their backup, then we have to have the infrastructure in place to support that. And in these big units, like you're talking at Biogen, that's a substantial infrastructure that needs to be in place.
Still, after pressure from business groups, environmentalists, and state regulators, NSTAR recently agreed to lower the fees it charges to customers like Biogen, who generate their own electricity. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.